Hey, Holmes. What you doing?
Yeah, okay. Welcome to Sidetrack City, episode number 25. I'm unprepared, all as usual. Always am. At most things that I do. And, this is normal. This happens everywhere I go, actually. I'm usually not prepared, for anything that I do. Didn't I? I just said that. That's okay. Holmes is here. We're all here. Me and Holmes. He's a happy guy. There's a point to all this, I think. This is a good idea, you know, to do a podcast. Definitely, it's become like, hey, Cookie. Cookie's here, too. She's just so quiet, that's all. She's so quiet. Scrooge is, you know, he's in the other room. Holmes is probably making a lot of sound, because he's actually, going up against the microphone. We can't tell. He likes it, you know? It's a good, you should be, I'm not going to start talking to the microphone. Anyway, what is this? What am I doing here? This is, you know, Sidetrack City. It is a podcast of me talking to myself. I am going to have a guest, though, soon. The second guest is coming up. And here he is. I'm just joking. It's coming up soon, though. Really soon. As a matter of fact, I believe it's going to be on Monday. This coming Monday. Also, one more thing. It's episode number 25. Not sure if I mentioned that either. Thing is, I get sidetracked. It's fine. There's not a problem with that at all. It's actually the only thing that I know that I will do, no matter what happens, anywhere I go, is that two things. I will be unprepared, and I'll get sidetracked. Even if I'm prepared, I'll be sidetracked anyway. So what's the point in preparing? You know, I actually think that it's more genuine if you're unprepared. I think that if people prepare for things, it's not even real anymore. So, in other words, do a bad job, you know, at things. So, but yeah, you know, what is this anyway? I'm trying to stay focused here. This is a podcast, which is, it's a, you know, I don't really know what it is, but, it's me talking about, myself, I guess, and about how, what's going on with the world, except I don't really get into that either. I pretty much stick to just myself and my cats, you know, and comedy. I do comedy also, and I'm a robot, too. I'm also a robot. I seem like a nice robot. But nobody really knows, because what's even real? Nobody knows that either. Holmes is real, though. He's, you know, wouldn't it be nice to just see into the mind of a cat? I think it would be the neatest thing ever. I think they have stronger feelings than we do, I think, because that's all they know is, you know, they just sort of hang around the place, all day, and they sleep 16 hours a day. I bet their dreams are probably pretty cool, too. I wonder what they dream about, though. I really do. I think they probably dream about things like that. You know how we have flying dreams? I bet you they have dreams where they're just flying, like, around the apartment, probably, because they're, you know, their realities. But they watch TV, though, too. Scrooge probably has really cool dreams, because he was watching, well, he watches TV. I mean, he watches everything, you know. I don't mean he, like, waits till we get home and then goes and says stuff like, what are we going to watch tonight? He doesn't do that, but I'm just saying, if we put on a good nature show, or we, like, you know, push his head towards the screen, I'm just joking, we don't do that. He voluntarily watches TV all the time. He's got his own spot on the couch where he sits and curls up and to watch TV. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, also, sorry about cussing a couple of times ago once. I mean, I'm not sorry. That's who I am. But I am sort of sorry, though. I totally am sorry, you know? But yeah, anyway, that's what this is. That's what this podcast is. It's just me talking, getting sidetracked. As you can clearly see, I'm pretty good at it. I'm actually trying not to be sidetracked, though. I'm trying to be more focused. It's going to work out better that way. So just stay tuned for that. You know, just stay tuned for Focused City. You know, not... because it just won't happen no matter what happens. That won't happen. But I should probably tell you... because, you know, the last couple episodes... One, I finally figured out what's been going on. And then two... I let you know how easy it is to lose at a comedy contest or several, like all of them, you know? And that was fun. I like to be honest. It is fun. That's actually, I'm kind of on a quest for honesty anyway, my own honesty. Like, I want the truth to come out. I want, like, it sounds like I'm trying to say, trying to work towards saying I'm gay or something. That's not what I mean by that at all. Why did you think that? Who said that anyway? That's not even what this was about at all. Because it would never be about that, because I'm not gay. And not there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying, like, what, I don't even know how it got to this point. But, Holmes is just telling me to just, don't get sidetracked in that way. What the hell? And then I went and cussed again. That's a cuss word? Yeah. So, before I get sidetracked, you see how easy it is to forget what you're talking about? Yeah, I'm a pretty politically correct person. Honestly, though. You know, one of these times, I'm going to do a podcast about what I think, you know? Because the rest of this is not what I think. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, you know, we're kind of all, like, we don't talk about our political views or if we... what even that even means, you know? But one of these days I will just let you know how I feel. And in my opinion, I feel like I'm kind of right on, like, everything. I feel like I've given everything, like, a, you know, a good thought, and I feel like the way I think about stuff is just the right way. I don't know. Call me crazy, you know, but It is interesting, though, how we're all kind of, like, not... We sort of feel like we can't say what we think, you know? Makes me wonder sometimes if, because we don't do that, some people might think the wrong thing about what I think. I don't know. I wonder about that. I just had two thoughts go, like, out. They're gone. You know, it's been a long day. I went to the laundromat today. All day. Just all day... I didn't wash any clothes, I just went there, and I didn't, you know, I went into a washing machine, a human-sized washing machine, all day, just to try to clean things up, you know, and I'm not clean, I don't feel good about that, and, you know, whatever, but that's a factor, though, for sure, you know, it is, you know, when you go to the laundromat every day, it kind of takes away from everything else you do, you know? Like, you might be planning on, you know, achieving your goals or being creative or thinking of stuff to do. You know, maybe even preparing or planning, something like that. But no, you go to the laundromat instead, and you just get spun around like some, you know, something. Just some nothing by the end of it, you know? It's weird because today, interesting story, today I woke up, and I had a song in my head, which is strange, because I don't sing, usually. I did a few episodes ago, in case you're interested. But today I had a song in my head and about Holmes, about the guy that... about this guy right here, Holmes, who happens to be... he's purring. I know that. You can probably hear the purring. I can't hear it because... but I know he's so close to the... microphone that probably that's gonna show up on the recording. But anyway, I'm not gonna sing it for you now, but on my way to the laundromat though, I did sing it out loud. Julie was there. I told her about it, you know. I was thinking it over in my head, you know, and it's pretty good, you know. Just trust me, I guess. But then I went to the, you know, and life was good, you know. That was today. That was earlier today. First thing, you know, you start off with a clean slate. You got a clear mind. And singing a song about your cat in your car while driving. I mean, when does that happen? That's like, that never happens, you know? But then a day of being inside of a human-sized laundry machine just makes you feel like you want to be dead or something at the end of the day. I mean, that sucks, man. That really sucks. That shows me that just something's not right. Okay? It doesn't make sense.
Hey, boy. Come closer. Hey, boy.
That's good. There you go. Good boy, Holmes. Good boy, Holmes. So, I'm gonna, after I record this, gonna get out the guitar that I'm not good at, and I'm gonna sing the song to Holmes, and, play it, and, you know, just, jam, you know? Which sounds so strange for me to say that, because that's just not something I ever say. It's, you know, something? Life is, you know, for us humans, you know, life is a long thing, you know? When I think back about times in life, there's been lots of different times. Like, lots and lots of different times. Like, a lifetime ago, you know, examples. Just, it changes, you know? But I think that, the cats, I know they like to hear, they like the guitar, and they like to hear their name, and they like to hear, so... One thing that, hey, Holmes. Hey, boy. Ah, don't leave me. I was just talking about you, man. You man? Well, anyway, I don't remember how I even got on to that, but, then eventually I'll sing a song about Holmes. To him on the podcast. Won't that be nice? Stay tuned for that. It's so weird. That's what I'm saying, is that it's so weird how people change. And I think I'm starting to become more comfortable. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, just growing up, you know. I wasn't really, growing up, I mean like last week, you know. I mean like last year. I don't mean like, you know, growing up, childhood. I just mean like, in general, I've always been sort of uncomfortable, you know. I mean, many times, and even like last week. It's just a general thing, though. But I'm starting to realize that life is short. There's only one life to live. YOLO. Actually, it'd be like there's only one life to, you know. There's a different life. Whatever. You only live once. I get it. All right. I finally figured that out. It only took me 5 years, you know. But my point, I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what my point is. I'm taking my time, you know. I'm trying to take the pressure off and just relax, you know. So I guess one thing I should do probably is catch you up on what comedy I've done, and I'm going to try to do it in 60 seconds or less. There's a spider. I used to be scared of spiders, and now I should be, but I'm not. The only ones I'm scared of are black widows and brown recluse ones, which I don't think I could identify a brown recluse, but black widow, haven't seen one in a long time. Hey, Holmes. I almost wanted to say, how are you guys doing? Almost, but I didn't. My point, though, is I'm taking my time, and, I'm going to catch you up on the comedy that I did. Less than a minute, I'm going to tell you. It's 20 seconds per show, because I'm pretty sure I've just done 3 since the last time I talked about it. I do not listen to my podcasts. The only time I do is, and I'm just, you know, total honesty, The song that I sang about Holmes' brother. I have to hear that sometimes. It helps. I have plans for that too. I'm gonna record it again because I enjoy it. I enjoy playing it and hearing it. I like to. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. So that spider is crawling closer to me. It's fast too. I'm not saying it's close. I'm just saying like if I let my guard down, it is going to be closer. Like it's been coming towards me the whole time that I've been talking the past couple minutes. Anyway, I did a show at the after the Super Bowl. First of all, I didn't go to the Super Bowl. I went to Winston's in Ocean Beach to just watch the Super Bowl with my comedy friends. You know, just because usually when I go out and go to San Diego, it's to do comedy, to actually do comedy. But this time, I just wanted to, for once, you know, just go and hang out and not do comedy and just hang out because they have this comic bowl thing where they just, you know, a bunch of comedians go there, watch Super Bowl. That was fun. The end. After that, I did have a show after that where it was at a different bar where everybody was drunk, of course, because they just watched the Super Bowl. And then there was a comedy show after that, which, you know, sort of makes sense, I guess. But, it was fun. It was great. It was just the best show I've ever done in my life. The end. After that, I did another show in Vista, and that was on the day of the Super Bowl. That one, obviously, it doesn't matter. Does it really matter? Like what dates? You know, I'm over the 60 seconds, and I'm over it too. But the next one, that spider just went the fastest I've ever seen any spider. Okay, I just need to keep my eye on it. I am him or her. That's all. You would hope it's a him because they can't have babies, you know. It's fine. Didn't I say I'm not scared of spiders? That's right. Then I did a show at an art gallery. Great, just a great show. Yeah, and then I don't even remember. I don't even know. I get so bored talking about what comedy I did. Just you know, it's fun. I like it. You know, the washing machine keeps me like just so, you know what, I don't want to blame things for stuff. I don't like to blame things, you know, for my own problems. It's you know, I know that I can do better at comedy, like in every, you know, every time I go out, you can always do better at stuff. I'm making it sound like I did terribly. I actually did pretty good, especially at the Super Bowl one. That was just the best thing I've ever done, ever. Just the best, you know? I'm surprised it's not on YouTube or something. And then the art show one, that was good, too. But, you know, I could have done better, definitely. You know, you can always do better, you know? But I didn't that time. Now, you know, it sounds like I did terribly. I don't know. Who cares? What I was saying was I get bored talking about me doing comedy, so I'm not going to do that anymore. My next show is on Thursday, February 18th at the Hole in the Wall. I'm hosting. I love hosting. I really do, because you can just kind of go nuts, and you get to introduce the comedians and do a couple jokes or something in the middle each one. You don't want to. You got to keep that. It's different. It's just different. You know, it's a different energy type of thing. It's fun. I've hosted maybe 7 or 8 times different places. I've always enjoyed it. So, just write that down. You know, put that on your Google Calendar for a reminder to just remind yourself that Stuart Swanson enjoys hosting comedy shows just like he's going to enjoy the one at the Hole in the Wall in San Diego, Point Loma. It's Thursday, February 18th. Zoltan is headlining. Alan Henderson is featuring. There's more, too. and without pausing, because I don't like to, and I haven't in ages, to go and find out who the rest of the guys are. It's Louis Valdivia's butchered name's birthday, too, so that's cool. And I did that without a phone, so, you know, I think it's pretty good, especially because I haven't met him yet. But, yeah, just replay that on the... yeah, my goal of doing this podcast is just for somebody to just listen to 15 seconds of it just at random and then just form a lifetime opinion of me. That's my goal. So if I've done that, then I've succeeded. So, anyway, I can't believe I've been rambling for 20 minutes. I don't know who would listen to this, but I haven't even gotten started yet because I had a few things I wanted to say, you know? How does this even happen? I probably should pause from time to time and do that, but for whatever reason, I just feel like it's I like it more that I don't do that. When I first started doing the podcast, I was more uncomfortable than I'd like to lead on, you know. I think I was pretty uncomfortable. So sometimes I would pause and, you know, just, I don't know. Not that pausing and editing and stuff, not that that makes you uncomfortable. It's just that I want things to be honest, real, and just 100%, like, just a clean copy, master copy, you know, or file, you know, just like, that's it, you know? Yay, you know? But I do have a few new segments that I want to introduce, and do it quickly too. So one of them is a segment called "Things I Wish I Would Have Said," because you know when you're in person with somebody, you know it's like you want to say something, but then you're like, oh shoot, you know, or oh shit, you know, it's okay to cuss. That's an interesting subject, you know. Just it's weird, you know, that you know, it's just a weird thing. I don't know, it's words, you know. But I guess the words represent things. But oh, I don't know. Like I got the right thing going. I don't cuss very much, you know. I don't, but I mean I do though, you know. I'm a liar, you know. I swear on certain places. I mean, you wouldn't want to go to some event where you're not supposed to cuss and then cuss, so it's, you know, it's not right sometimes, but I don't know, maybe I shouldn't cuss on my podcast. I don't know, it's not like I do it all the time, right? I've done it like 5 or 6 times total. They were all in the episode before this one, I think. Maybe. I think I might have even only cussed once in that episode, but it just sticks out, you know, it's just like, whoa, what? Why did you say that? I think it was just I was trying to make a point, you know? It doesn't matter though. And also, things I wish I could have said, would have said. Okay, it's no big deal. You know, I went to Starbucks, and which sounds like badass to start with. First of all, in the drive-thru, no less. And you know, I wasn't in a hurry. Nobody was in a hurry. Nobody at this Starbucks in this long line of cars was in a hurry. And then. This is gonna be the least badass story anybody's ever told. What happened? It was I was parked behind this car, not in a hurry. It was like on a Saturday or Sunday, you know. And so then the car in front of me went up in front of us. We were, you know, I'm married, by the way. Julie is my wife. We have good times all the time. And sometimes it's in the drive-thru at Starbucks. The one on Oceanside Boulevard. You know, it's weird when you're a quote-unquote comedian. You feel like people might think that just because you're saying something, they think that you think it's funny or something. That just happened to me just now when I'm explaining it. Oh, it's on Oceanside Boulevard. Like, that's funny, you know? It is interesting, though, because, you know, years ago, like a decade ago, when I started to, you know, when I transitioned from just being funny in person all the time, of course, and then being like, oh, I should try to do comedy, you know? And then I did open mic and stuff, and then suddenly I formed this, like, I don't know, complex or something, like, oh, shoot, people know I'm a comedian, I shouldn't be funny anymore in person. And that happened. So I'm actually not funny. That's what I'm trying to say. It only took me 10 years to figure it out. Anyway, at Starbucks, the guy, like, you know, and on the machine, you know, the guy in front of me drove up a little bit, but not much. You know, probably had an SUV or something, you know, one of those cars everybody has for no reason, other than just wasting a bunch of gas, you know? I mean, what do you really need all that space for? And seriously, if you needed space to put stuff, like, I don't know, kids, children, stuff, get a truck, I guess. What do you need an SUV for? What does anybody ever need an SUV for? Your gas bill's gotta be crazy. I didn't even have a problem with that guy. I'm just saying, like, that was... And he didn't even have an SUV. Come to think of it, it was just a car. It was just some car in front of us, you know? But they pulled up, you know, and it wasn't like they pulled up enough to... You know, there wasn't enough room for me to drive up to the window. No problem. I don't care. Like I said, I wasn't in a hurry, you know? I had basically... Plus... It wasn't the window, it was the place where you order something, you know? And so there was plenty of room. I mean, there was more room to go, and then all of a sudden, and I wasn't in a hurry, like I said, four times by now, and then all of a sudden I hear this twingy, like, if that's a word, this voice that says, can you pull up a little bit, pull up a little bit, for the guy was rushing me to order. I would have had to bump my stupid car into the front of the back of a car. Okay? And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I just looked at Julie and I'm like, you know, like, what? Why would I? I'm not in a hurry. Like, there's going to be plenty of time, even if I ordered this right now. This story is taking way too long to tell. This is the least climactical story in history. But anyway, we finally pulled up, you know, after the other car moved up far enough, and then... You know, they said, you know, hey, what can I get for you? Blah, 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 you know. And then what happened next was a lot of sarcasm, you know, in the face. You know, I was just like, I wanted to say, like, you could have just, you know, we weren't in a hurry. And there's no rush for me to order a drink that's going to take 15 minutes anyway for you to make, because there's like four more cars in front of us. But instead, I didn't say anything. I was like kind of frozen up a bit because there's a camera in the thing and it's pointing, and you know they're just standing there looking at your sarcastic face the whole time because they can't hear you, so they have to have the camera too. I can't believe, like, what a wuss this is making me sound. Because, I mean, I'm talking about not talking shit in a Starbucks drive-thru and being afraid to even make a face. Because I didn't want to hurt his feelings, actually. That's what it is. I'm a nice guy. That's it. So that's what I didn't say. And what I would have liked to have said would have been, you know, wasn't in a hurry. I can't believe how terrible that story was. I hate it. Hate it. Where do you, you know, where do you go from there? Well, how do you top that story? Honestly. A baby sneezed in my face. That's how. Twice. In Sioux Plantation. A baby just strolled up, you know, got her family to just roll her up next to my table. Our table at Sioux Plantation. and then sneezed in my direction, at right at the, like, you know, oh, that reminds me, I don't know where the spider is, but it doesn't matter, it's fine. If I was trying to explain to somebody how cool I was, I would erase the last half hour of my life and just start, just say anything else besides that. But, anyway, yeah, that baby sucked. Here's a funny story. I thought my neighbors, were playing some, rap music. Like, I thought my neighbors were playing some kind of, not rap music, they're way too old for that, but some kind of a, I don't know what they were doing. I thought they were playing something with, like, a deep beat, you know, like a constant, kind of a constant slow beat. I didn't understand it, you know, for months. I thought they were just, you know, I would put my head on the ground, on the floor, and just, like, listen, you know, and I would just constantly hear this, you know, vroom, vroom, vroom. You know, every once in a while. Like, not all the time. Okay, not every night, not all the time. And, you know, sometimes there would be other sounds, but, you know, I mean, I even talked to them, you know, and I told them, you know, I got mad, and I let them know I was mad. You know, I said, you need to turn your volume down. This is unreasonable, you know? And so, you know, we've had this deal, you know, for months, like this back and forth, you know, I'm not allowed to talk to them anymore, that kind of thing. But anyway, one night, I was just listening to the sound of the sound coming from the floor, and they weren't even home, you know. And I kept hearing it, and I'm like, "This is crazy. Did they leave it on all, you know, and then leave for the weekend?" And that's when I discovered that it wasn't them at all. It was actually my nose. Sometimes my nose gets stuffed up. And so if it's quiet enough, I can actually hear, it sounds like a really kind of a distant, like, vroom, you know, like, vroom, vroom. It's just my stuffed up nose the whole time. So that showed me that I'm stupid, first of all. I mean, really, stupid, you know? And I should just forgive people. Even if it wasn't their fault, I mean, I should forgive people anyway. I should. Am I going to do it? I don't know. There's so much more to say. There's just so much more to say, but I don't want this to go on for an hour and a half. You know, I don't want this to go more than 45 minutes. I would like to keep it to 30 minutes, but that's too late. It's just too late for that. So I have to get, like, you know, things that happen during the week. You know, I like to get them out. Somebody constantly keeps asking me I wanted to mention too, though, first, is that I am on my own timeline. I'm not in a hurry to just go and do a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I'm slow. I'm taking the tortoise route in comedy. And, you know, I'm comfortable doing it, like, once a week. Just go, you know, do one show a week. That's it. It's fine. I don't live so close to all the comedy that I can just go out all the time. I'm not in a big hurry, and also, I enjoy what I'm doing now. I do. Okay. That said, you know, there's somebody that keeps on asking me every once in a while. I don't like, you know what, I don't like to talk about people, actual people, on my podcast. Because I'm a nice guy. But you know what, though? In this case, I'm not going to name people. I'm not. But I think, and I'm generally pretty tolerant, too. I mean, of all the things that I think, you know, the views, you know, that kind of thing, opinions, political or whatever. One of them is that I'm tolerant, you know, except in cases where it's, you know, if it's against people who are intolerant, then I'm not tolerant of that. It's kind of annoying, you know. It's worse than annoying. But I'm tolerant of other people's, you know, lives, I guess. It sounded better in my head when I was thinking it. But somebody keeps asking me, why don't you ever go on AGT? You know, America's Got Talent. There's a couple different ways that I would like to answer that. And this could fall under the segment of, I wish I could say this, you know. But I'm too nice, you know. I'm not fake. I mean, we're all kind of fake, you know, in person a little bit. We have to be. Otherwise, we'd be dicks, you know. We'd all be not nice to each other. We're like, oh, yeah, that's an interesting thought. Not. That's what we would say. But do we say it? No. We're like, oh, yeah, that's an interesting thought. Anyway, when this person keeps asking me once every 6 months, wait, why don't you, you know, you should go on AGT. You know, she's actually said to me once, you're getting old. You know, you're getting older. You know. Which is not nice. Okay, you know what? Just for that, I'm not going to say person's name. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to talk about the incident that comes up every 6 months. So I'm calling it an incident. Okay? Cause pretty much I've already answered the question. Like, I'm fine with what I am doing now. I'm fine with, like, just doing local, you know, comedy bar shows, bombing sometimes, and not meeting expectations of audiences and losing every contest I enter. I enjoy that, you know. So for you to keep on asking me, like, why don't I ever go on TV, you know, it's like you think I'm some kind of failure or something until I do that. Like, I'm sorry, that doesn't happen to everybody that does comedy, and the rest of the people who do comedy aren't failures. Like, if the only comedians out there were just the ones that went on TV, there wouldn't be any local comedians, and then you'd have riots because people aren't laughing enough. Okay, so we're all doing a service by trying, and the other thing is getting better. Okay, I'm not like in a big hurry. I've sort of been on spin cycle for like 8 or 9 years here. I'm on my way out. Like, I can feel the inertia taking me out of this, of the, if you could see me, I'm on my way out of the washing machine, yet still part of it, you know. But what I wish I could say, though, is stop asking me that question. I'm not going to go on. First of all, if I were to go on a show, it wouldn't be AGT. I don't want an overnight success. I want to gradually get better, figure myself out, you know, take my time, enjoy myself doing what I'm doing, you know, develop more, have fun, and not try to overdo it or get in a spot that I don't feel like I would deserve anyway. You know, I mean, I could go and just try to impress judges and stuff, or whatever. It's just not my thing. It's not my thing. So just stop asking me the question again. You're never going to hear this because you're just going to wait until, you're just going to keep, man, just, you know what? Leave me alone. All right, so I'm gonna have a guest next podcast episode. My friend Gary Worth is gonna be my guest. He is a really very interesting guy, real good friend of mine. Probably one of my best. I mean, he is one of my best friends, and so we're gonna talk. I like hanging out with him and talking to him. I think he's going to be a real interesting guest. Fascinating. I'm really curious. Like, I'm going to interview. I don't know. I should practice interviewing or think of good questions to ask. If I didn't already use up like almost 40 minutes, I would do that now. I would practice, you know, some interviewing questions. That's what I'm saying. I like to be unprepared for whatever reason. I think it's a good idea. It's just genuine. I don't want to start repeating myself, but on the next podcast, tune in for that. My friend Gary is going to be a guest, be my guest. And it'll probably be a longer podcast episode because, you know, if you're going to interview someone, you pretty much need to leave room for the time, get enough time to, you know, have a decent interview. So we'll see. You know, plus I want to. I'm gonna have more guests too. I'm gonna have Adam Connie is gonna be my guest soon also. In early March, Brian Riley is gonna be my guest. After that, these are all my good friends. They're all my friends that I. These are all of my friends. That's not what I'm trying to say. My point is that I've reached out to these what I believe are going to be good, interesting guests on Sidetrack City coming up soon. So that's good news. If you are tired of listening to me talk to nobody, because I'm now going to do both. I'm going to kind of alternate, you know. I think starting now, every other episode, the way I've worked it out, is now going to be guest, no guest, guest, no guest. You know, you get it. I could keep going, but I think now would be a good time to just apologize for everything I've said probably now. But I got to stop apologizing for stuff. I just got to start chilling out. I am chilled out. This is me relaxed, actually. Also, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Things, in general. We have one life to live. Oh, yeah, I already mentioned that. YOLO. And, so who cares? And, I hope you like my podcast. If you don't, I have some words to... I have some things. I wish I could say them, but I can't.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Hey, you guys is real nice for sitting there and listening to us.